Chapter 1. An Unexpected Party. In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet one, filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell. Nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. It had a perfectly round door, like a porthole, painted green, with a shiny yellow brass knob in the exact middle. The door opened onto a tube-shaped hall like a tunnel, a very comfortable tunnel, without smoke, with paneled walls and floors tiled and carpeted, provided with polished chairs and lots of pegs for hats and coats. The hobbit was fond of visitors. The tunnel wound on and on, going fairly, but not quite, straight to the side of the hill. The hill, as all people for many miles around call, and many little round doors opened out of it, first on one side and then on another. No going upstairs for the hobbit. Bedrooms, bathrooms, cellars, pantries, lots of these. Wardrobes, he had whole rooms devoted to clothes. Kitchens, dining rooms, all were on the same floor, and indeed on the same passage. The best rooms were on the left hand side going in, for these were the only ones. In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet one, filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. It had a perfectly round door, like a porthole, painted green, with a shiny yellow brass knob in the exact middle. The door opened onto a tube-shaped hall like a tunnel, a very comfortable tunnel, without smoke, with paneled walls and floors tiled and carpeted, provided with polished chairs and lots of pegs for hats and coats. The hobbit was fond of visitors. The tunnel wound on and on, going fairly, but not quite, straight to the side of the hill. The hill, as all people for many miles around call, and many little round doors opened out of it. First on one side and then on another. No going upstairs for the hobbit. Bedrooms, bathrooms, cellars, pantries, lots of these. Wardrobe, he had full rooms devoted to clothes. Kitchens, dining rooms, all were on the same floor. And it was on the same passage. Best rooms were on the left hand side. For these were the only ones that had windows. These set round windows looking over the sky and meadows beyond. Himself doing and saying things altogether unexpected. He may have lost the neighbor's respect. You will see whether he gained anything in the end.